Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The following is a snippet of an exclusive members-only podcast episode for our Patreon Chronicles Tifosi. Become a member at patreon.com/Serie A Chronicles for regular bonus episodes and content.
I think what's important is that Venezia's, obviously, stadium is the Penso that we love talking about and that you reach by boat, and opened in 1913, and it's Italy's second oldest stadium. But rather than play in that stadium, at the time, Zamperini chose to go with Stadio Francesco Baracca, which is Mestre's one. And obviously their colours were orange, which were added to the uniform or to the kit that we now love so much that Venezia play, which is orange, green and black, which has now become an iconic kit. And it was his department chain that provided the sponsorship in the beginning. Now, under him, Venezia did enjoy three promotions and re-entered the top flight. I mean, they reached Serie A basically for the first time in three decades. So there was some success, obviously. But you know what it's like with Zamperini. He has low tolerance levels. And he was really annoyed when it came to building new stadiums, kind of a little bit like how Rocco Camiso may be feeling right now, and walked out on them. And Nicky, says, basically, as Nicky mentioned before, didn't do a great job. He left them in a bad state.
Well, I think he literally transferred 12 players from Venezia to Palermo on his way out, which I think was...
Yeah, it is quite horrible to do.
You can see how that would create some ill will with your team that you just sold when you take the squad with you.
Well, yeah, I mean, he was very angry at the local, council. He really wanted to build a stadium. He wanted to invest money. He wanted to be recognized as the businessman that was going to change their fortunes and really put Venezia and their football team on the map. And he felt that he wasn't.
Sports Social Podcast Network.